Why don't our streets and highways hold up better? It's a question many motorists have long been asking. Well, guess what? The state has begun repaving the Pali Highway with a new asphalt mix. It is more expensive, but officials tell us it may last longer. We talked to Highways Administrator Ed Sniffen about the change.
For us, as we went forward, when we look back on our typical policies for state highways over the past couple of decades, our pavement preservation program has always been to look at the worst roads, rip out the AC in that worst road, put in a new layer of AC, and call it fixed. I mean, that was our pavement preservation. So in reality, it was a worst first approach, and it was an expensive one because a reconstruction of a roadway costs us about $750,000 per mile. And that's on average, and that's just on an AC road.
An AC?
Asphalt road. So when we look at that $750,000 cost, every year, if our costs are that big, the amount of road that we can take care of is very limited. So what we're putting in place right now, this is in conjunction with other states that are putting together their asset management programs, and with the federal government allowing us to look into these different methodologies. We're putting together an asset management program for our roads to prioritize roads based on a benefit cost, not on a worst first. So in reality, when we start looking at things, the considerations we have are definitely condition of the roadway. And for the federal government, they look at three things: the cracking of the roads, rutting in the wheel paths, and the rideability. So in reality, the formula is how many 1-inch bumps per mile you hit. If it's less than 80, it's in good condition. So that's something like you could look at Like that we just paved. On the Big Island, there's Queen K up there. And on Maui, most of their main roads are in good condition. That's about less than 80. If it's about 170, it's in poor condition. If you look at H1 before we repaved it, that was 170. Pali, right now, it's more than 170. So you don't have to go far to look at examples of poor roads. So when we look at those three factors, we judge everything based on those three. We look at a prioritization based on the three factors alone. But then we got to add in other things, the volume of the road. In IAEA, that H1 corridor takes 270,000 vehicles. That's automatically a priority. Pali, 60,000 vehicles per day. Definitely high volume compared to the rest of the state. Pumps it up into a higher priority. You look at the North Shore, the roads are not in very good condition out there, but we get about 12,000 vehicles per day. So when you look at the benefit to the cost that we'd put into it, it's very low compared to the high volume roads. So that's one thing. We also got to look at, once we repave a road, if we don't touch it for the next 15 years, we will reconstruct it within that next 15 years. So we're going to put in that $750,000 per mile at that time. Or we could look at, once we repave it, we look at in 3 years, doing some kind of pavement preservation methodology, whether we seal the cracks to make sure water doesn't go in, whether we seal, put in a seal to ensure that we, when the pavement is oxidized and starts breaking down, we can add in more emulsifiers to ensure that it stays supple, it doesn't get too rigid, and doesn't start cracking. We can look at chip seals to make sure that we can reinforce it a bit. All of those are about 15,000 to 50,000 per mile versus the 750,000. In general, our methodology is good roads cost less. So if we can keep those good roads in good condition longer, it'll reduce the cost that we all have. So if we never get an increase in our fees, if we see a decrease in the way we collect revenues, we can still manage the public's expectations on the quality of our roads.
Okay, well, let's circle back to the Pali, because I understand that you folks are starting to pave that and you're using a new mix.
Yes, we are. It's called a stone matrix. Stone matrix mix. So our typical mix that we use is a mix four, and that's what we call it anyway, asphalt concrete mix. In that mix, we have a graded aggregate that's pretty small, and we add asphalt binder to it. When we transition to this stone matrix pavement, it's a larger aggregate that allows us to put more asphalt into it. And into that asphalt, to make sure that it binds well and stays binded for a long time, whether it's oxidized or not, we add in a polymer. We also add in fibers. So that helps the binder to keep that thing strong. if you want to see an example of a stone matrix that we had put in, we put it on Moanalua Freeway, going both eastbound and westbound between the Middle Street Merge and Alakapuna, the overpass that comes over at Salt Lake. In that area, you'll see that the pavement in that area is gray, but there's no cracks in it. There's no crack seals.
So when did we put that in?
16 years ago.
Wow.
It's in really good condition. Because you can see it, as, and you know where the joint is, because once you get out of that area, you see a bunch of crack seal throughout on both the east side and the west side.
So we're doing that for Pali right now?
Yes. So we're putting it for Pali. It's about the material cost for that type of mix is about 1.8 times our normal mix for. But the installation is not 1.8 times. Installation is maybe about 1.3 to 1.5 times. It's more expensive, definitely. But the normal mix 4 lasts me 13 years if I don't do anything. This has already gone 16 years without anything being done to it, which means I can easily see that it's going to last us 20 years minimum. So the life that we buy on this means that there's less interruption on traffic because I don't have to do anything more on the road. There's also less cost to maintain it. So it's definitely, from a benefit cost perspective, really, really good compared to our normal mix.
Okay, so why didn't we do this sooner?
I'm not sure. You know, the thing is, I think asphalt has always been asphalt. Moving forward with the same mix is easy. We have the specifications for it. The industry knows it. Industry knows how to put it in. We know how to inspect it. When we move forward on this stone matrix, the industry has to bring in new equipment, has to bring in the polymers and the fibers. When you install stone matrix, it's not like normal AC. If you put the normal AC mix on the ground, you can work it and you can move it. Stone matrix, if you mess it up, you rip it out and you put in another mix.
Okay, not as user-friendly.
Not as user-friendly. So you really got to pay attention to the details as you go forward. Now, it's not something that scares anybody. It's just that's something you got to prepare for.
Does it need inspectors?
Absolutely. So our inspectors are all being qualified for it to make sure that we inspect the mix, the components of the mix, and the installation itself. So all of this would be is to ensure that what we put in the place or put in the ground is something when the public pays for it, they can be proud of it.
So do it right. Do it right the first time.
Absolutely. And it can stay right for the next 20 years.
Okay. So I know the county is experimenting with the different sealants, too, on the city and county roads. And I think that's work in progress, right? But I know it is maddening after a rain to see these giant potholes erupt on your way to work.
Absolutely.
It's frustrating.
And those potholes you'll see in the same areas all the time until we come through and reconstruct it, make sure we take out the base that's been damaged, and that's what a pothole is. It's not the AC that broke down. It's the base course underneath it that broke down. So we got to reconstruct the whole structure of the pavement down below, come back up, and make sure we put in a mix that's going to stay in place for a while.
Okay, so hopefully by the time the Pali tunnels open up again like normal and the motorists will see hopefully new repaved roads and they'll last longer.
Absolutely. So the plan right now is to finish up that Pali structure in August. And at that time, because the contractor knows he has the closure during this period, all of the work is being accelerated.
That's great.
So all the town bond work will be done by the time that the Pali opens up again. And it'll be done with this new mix, with a stronger mix, and with a better condition.
Okay, so silver lining. We weren't expecting the tunnel closure, but at least the work will get done faster.
Absolutely.
And so they'll be even out the grief, I guess, for motorists.
And we really appreciate the public's patience in all of this. The support that we've been getting from the public to make sure they understand the situation and that they want us to fix it right has been tremendous.
So I was on the internet trolling around and was looking at mixes, and I saw somewhere in England that there's a guy that is using plastic to help build what he thinks are stronger roads. It's a startup. But, you know, that could solve some of our problems potentially if we can reuse our plastics that we bring in and generate here on island. Why not try and make a stronger road with it?
Absolutely. So what he's doing is using the plastic as the fibers to increase the binder, which is a really good idea. For us, we've been looking at these green solutions throughout. We have a CO2 entrained concrete that we're going to be using. The CO2 not only strengthens the concrete mix to make sure that we could potentially reduce the amount of cement that we use in the concrete, But it also helps us get rid of some of the CO2 that's created through our industries. We're looking at this at these other options to try and make our pavements that we're putting in place more green. This sounds like a great one.
That was Ed Sniffen, State Highways Administrator, talking about changing the asphalt mix on repaving projects. It's being put in place now on the Pali Highway here on Oahu, and the next project in line for that facelift, Nimitz Highway. This change comes as the state is looking for public input on a proposed new road usage charge.